For the last week, people around the world have been absorbing information about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Videos of fathers hugging their children goodbye as they stay behind to fight, pregnant women and babies huddled together in makeshift basement hospitals, covered by the eerie sound of air sirens warning of impending impact. I send my thoughts to those being affected, rather directly or indirectly, by this unnecessary crisis. And, though the coverage by many journalists has been accurate and remarkable, I feel it is important to recognize the coverage that has been substantially less than. Comments have been made by journalists and political figures, highlighting their horror that atrocities such as this could happen in a civilized nation, expressing that those fleeing the conflict are blonde-haired and blue-eyed, which to them, apparently makes everything that is happening so much worse. It's very emotional for me because I see European people with blonde hair and blue eyes being killed every day with Putin's missiles and his helicopters and his rockets, Ukraine's former Deputy General Prosecutor David Sakvareldze said on February 26. We're not talking here about Syrians fleeing the bombing of the Syrian regime backed by Putin, we're talking about Europeans leaving in cars that look like ours to save their lives, French journalist Philippe Corbe said. Not only is this wholly incorrect, BIPOC people do indeed reside in Ukraine, but it is also dehumanizing to individuals, particularly in the Middle East, who have suffered through war for decades with dire consequences. The comments above are just the tip of the iceberg. I encourage everyone, whether media professionals or media consumers, to be mindful, aware and respectful in their quest to show solidarity while being informed. We can do better.